邀请下 Julia 同埋 Dan 请上嚟，系分别佢哋系会用粤语同埋英文去读经，然后咧我哋再请阿周传道上嚟正道。
尼希米记一章一至五节同埋十一节，哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：阿达薛西王二十年，基斯流月，我在书山城堡中。那时我有一个兄弟哈拿尼同几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下残存的犹太人和耶路撒冷的情况，他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的余民在犹大省那里遭大难，受凌辱，耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我听见这话就坐下哭泣悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁食祈祷说，唉，耶和华，天上大而可畏的神，向爱你守你诫命的人守约施慈爱的神啊，唉，主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷，听喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人今日亨通，在借人面前蒙恩。我是王的酒政。
In Nehemiah 1 verse 1 to 5 and verse 11 we read, The words of Nehemiah son of Hakaliah. In the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that had survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem. They said to me, Those who survive the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man.
Hey, hello, 大家又是我。
It's me again.
So I hope you don't mind seeing me up here a lot this morning.
今天你会见到周传道上上落落很多次。
So today we celebrate the 33rd anniversary of our church.
So 今天来到是去庆祝教会33周年。
At the same time, we want to acknowledge that there have been many recent changes.
今天同时呢都是要去无可否定呢在过往这几个月有很多的改变。
2 months ago, we farewelled Pastor Derek.
兩個月前我們都是去同李傳道來道別。
And, as you know, I'm also going to be moving overseas in just over a month.
大家也都知道啦再過多一個月呢我都會來到去移遷到海外。
So I think it would be fair to say that as CACC heads into its 34th year, we are heading into a new season.
咁亦都可以咁講就係話當中信堂帶入去第34年嘅時候咧，即係開始嘅時候咧，我哋要去到一個新嘅時令、新嘅季節。
And with a new season, there will always be change.
咁每一次轉季當中就會係有一啲嘅改變。
Change can be exciting.
改變可能係會好雀躍嘅。
But it might also be scary.
亦都可能會好驚。
Over the past few months, I've been preaching from the book, a series from the book of Nehemiah in our English services.
喺過往幾個月咧，喺英文崇拜咧，我係用尼希米記嚟到係講咗一連串嘅講道。
And this morning will be a summary of the series。
所以今日咧，同大家嚟到分享喺呢個係總結我喺呢幾個月入邊咧，喺尼希米記入邊嘅講道嘅撮要。
If you'd like to hear more, you can listen to the full recordings on our church website。
如果你係想更加深入嘅嚟到去聽嘅時候咧，喺教會嘅網址入邊咧係有記錄咗英文崇拜我講道嘅講章嘅事。
But as we start, I'd like to encourage you to have your Bibles open so you can follow Nehemiah's story.
咁如果係在座入邊係有聖經嘅話，可以打開喺尼希米記咧，咁當中嚟到係去跟隨我哋呢個嘅講道嘅呢個環節。
Yeah, so Nehemiah is in the middle of the Old Testament.
咁尼希米記咧係喺舊約入邊咧，啱啱正正喺中間嘅書卷。
Between the books of Ezra and Esther.
咁喺以斯拉記同埋以斯帖中間嘅書卷。
Which is then in between Chronicles and Psalms.
咁亦都係咧，就喺歷代記下同埋喺詩篇中間。
So I hope everyone can find it.
咁所以應該係可以喺聖經入邊度揾到噶啦。
Yeah, so we will focus on chapters 1, 2, 4, and 13.
咁我哋會特別地集中睇第一章、第二章、第四章同埋最後最末章第十三章。
Okay, so that's a lot. So we'll go quick.
咁係有好多卷書啊，咁所以好多張書字，所以呢係會比較講得快啲嘅。
So Nehemiah lived about 100 years after the Babylonian exile.
咁尼希米呢佢係出生於喺巴比倫佢哋流亡100年嘅左右時間。
之後100年 yeah.
之後
100年 So yeah, which is during the reign of the Persian Empire.
咁呢個就係波斯國呢個王道嘅 時段。
Through the prophet Jeremiah, God had prophesied 70 years of exile in Babylon for the Israelites because of his sin.
咁因為猶太人嘅罪嘅緣故咧，所以神當中係要佢哋對喺呢度係去放逐70年。
And now that the exile was over, the Jews had started migrating back to Jerusalem.
咁呢個放逐嘅已經開始完結啦，咁所以猶太人咧就逐漸咧翻返去耶路撒冷。
But Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonians.
但是巴比利人是当中是来到是差不多完全来到拆毁了耶路撒冷。
And so, if the Israelites were to return home, there was a lot of rebuilding to do.
所以当犹太人来到回去他们家的时候呢是需要有很大的重建的工作。
Three key leaders emerged during this time.
那在这一段时间的时候呢有三个人是扮演很重要的角色。
Yeah. First was the Zerubbabel who led the rebuilding of the altar and temple.
咁第一個咧就係所羅巴伯。咁首先咧佢係要重建呢個嘅祭壇同埋聖殿。
Second was Ezra who taught the Torah.
而第二個咧就係以斯拉。咁佢係當中嚟去教呢個律法書。
And these are recorded in the book of Ezra.
咁佢呢度喺以斯拉記入邊咧係有記載嘅。
Finally, there was Nehemiah who led the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem.
而第三個就是尼希米他們是負責做重建城牆的。
And this is recorded in the book of Nehemiah.
那現在在尼希米記裡面你們是記錄了他當中的過程。
In fact, Ezra and Nehemiah were originally one scroll.
其實如果是去看回原卷的話以斯拉記和尼希米是同一卷書的。
And only later someone decided to split them into two books.
是只是及後呢是有釋經家呢將他們拆開兩卷書。
So this morning we will focus on Nehemiah's story to answer this question. What does the process of rebuilding look like?
咁所以今日又透過尼希米記嚟到當中去探索如何重建過程當中應該點樣我哋要做呢
So I'll split that into four points.
咁呢當中係同大家嚟到拆開咗係用四點嚟到睇。
First, to seek the need through prayer.
就藉著禱告嚟到揾到呢個嘅需要。
Second, to get personally involved.
第二點就是你如何親身的參與。
Three, a third is to resist the devil's lies.
而第三點就是怎樣來抵擋魔鬼的謊言。
And finally, that we need to prepare for a pastor, but that our hope is ultimately in Jesus.
第四點最後就是說沒錯我們來期盼是有牧者來當中來和我們教牧養我們但是我們真正的依靠是主耶穌。
Nehemiah,had a comfortable, privileged life.
尼希米他有他过着一个很安舒和很有特权的生活。
We know this because first he was a cupbearer to the king.
我们知道是因为经文里面讲到他是酒政。
Nehemiah was Jewish and the king was Persian.
那么要留意了 个国王是波斯王，但是个酒政是犹太人。
This meant that he was a foreigner.
咁呢个好明显，尼希米系属于外人。
But he still had the king's complete trust.
纵使佢系外人，但系佢仍然系有呢个国王嘅100%嘅信任。
Because someone in this position could easily poison the king if they wanted to.
因为如果尼希米系酒政嘅话，想要去毒杀呢个皇帝系好容易嘅事。
And second, we read in verse 1 that he was in the citadel of Susa.
咁而喺第一节面已经讲到就系话佢系喺呢个嘅书山嘅堡垒中间入边嚟到佢系过活嘅。
And the citadel of Susa was the king's throne.
书山堡垒系呢个国王嘅堡垒。
Which meant that Nehemiah was a high-ranking official in the royal court.
咁即系换句话讲，尼希米系喺呢个嘅王个王个王朝入边咧，系扮一个好高官嘅。
So he had influence, he had comfort, money and privilege, he didn't have a worry.
所以从一边的看法就是说，尼希米又有生活安舒，有钱，有权，其实他根本生活得无忧无灾。
And yet in verse 2, what did Nehemiah do?
但是在第二节里面我们留意，尼希米做了什么呢？
We read that he took the initiative to seek out the need.
而你咪系主动嘅嚟到去寻索当中嘅需要。
When Hanani, one of his brothers, came from Judah with some other men, I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile and also about Jerusalem.
当哈尼尼系佢嘅兄弟嚟嘅时候，佢遇见嘅时候，尼希米就去问佢当中两问关于呢一班犹太人翻到以色翻到去耶路撒冷佢哋嘅境况。
We then read in verse 4 his response. I sat down and wept.
而当中睇第四节，佢嘅回应就系话，佢能够系坐下哭泣。
For days, I mourned and fasted and prayed.
即系用咗好长嘅时间，佢嚟到禁食、祷告、哭泣。
Let me ask you this.
或者咁样问一问大家。
When was the last time you have wept?
你对上一次系几时系痛哭啊
？Not for something that happened to you.
唔系发生因唔系因为发生喺你身上嘅事而嚟到悲哀。
But for a need in the world around you.
是为到这个世界或者你的周遭一些需要的事情来哭泣。
What is your response when you hear a need in your community?
当你在你的社区发觉到他们有个需要的时候，你的回应是怎么样呢？
Church is a community.
教会是一个社区。
And you are part of that community.
而你就是这个社区的一份子。
If the community has a need, then you need to be a part of the solution.
所以当这个社区是有需要的时候，你要成为这个的其中一份子来去解决这件事情。
And Nehemiah demonstrates for us what we can do.
所以尼希米就亲身示范了告诉你们我们可以做的什么事。
Pray.
第一点，祈祷。
In verse 5, he prays like this. Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments.
第五节耶和华天上大而可畏的神，向爱你守你诫命的人，守约施慈爱的神。
It's based on God's faithfulness.
而当然特别留意这个祷告是基于神的信实。
Our prayers today are based on the same thing.
所以同样地，我们今天去祈祷的时候应该是用同一样 的观点和角度去做。
Some people think that the effectiveness of prayer depends on how faithful I have been.
有时候我们会说祈祷的果效是会在乎于采决于我有几信实，对神有几信实。
But this is the wrong way to understand prayer.
或者这个其实是有少少误解了对祷告的正确看法。
The Bible says that even if we are faithless, God remains faithful because he cannot deny himself.
圣经很明确告诉我们，纵使我们缺乏这个信心或者信实，但是神是绝对不会，因为神是不会对自己来到去讲方言。
Through Jesus Christ,
所以透过主耶稣基督，
the ultimate demonstration, we can come boldly to the throne of God no matter where our spiritual lives are at.
所以无论我们的属灵的光景如何，我们可以放胆的来到神的面前。
If he would die for us while we are sinners,
因为当我们还作罪人的时候，主耶稣基督为我们死。
How much more will we hear our prayers when we are saved?
那可以试想想，我们已经是被救赎了，那这个神会怎样来到听我们的祷告呢？
So the process of rebuilding starts with prayer.
所以重建这个过程的首要的第一点，第一个做法就是祷告。
Second, get personally involved.
第二点就是说要亲自的来参与。
Nehemiah's story starts with prayer, but it doesn't stop there.
尼希米他的首要的做法是祈祷，但他并没有停止。
When you pray, God gives you the opportunity to act.
当你祈祷的时候，神给机会你来到去付诸实行。
Chapter 2, verses 1 to 5 says this.
在第二章一至五
节这样说。So we'll read this out. In the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was brought for him, I took the wine, gave it to the king. I had not been sad in his presence before. So the king asked me, why does your face look so sad when you're not ill? This can be nothing but sadness of heart. I was very much afraid, but I said to the king, may the king live forever. Why should my face not look sad when the city where my ancestors are buried lies in ruins and its gates destroyed by fire? The king said to me, what is it you want? Then I prayed to the God of heaven and I answered the king, if it pleases the king and if your servant has found favor in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah where my ancestors are buried so that I can rebuild it.
在第二章第一节至五节咁话，亚达薛西王二十年离散月，在王面前摆酒，我拿起酒来奉给王，我素来在王面前没有愁容。王对我说，你竟没有病，为什么面带愁容呢？这不是别的，必是你心中愁烦。于是我甚惧怕。我对王说，愿王万岁，我列祖坟墓所在的那城荒凉，城门被火焚烧，我岂能面无愁容呢？王问我说，你要求什么？于是我默祷天上的神。我对王说，仆人若在王眼前蒙恩，王若喜欢，求王差遣我往犹大，到我列祖坟墓所在的那城去，好我好重新建造。
Two things I want to point out here.
想跟大家提出两点。
First,
第一
in chapter 1, it was the month of Kislev.
在第一章里面讲到那个月份是基斯流月。
And the second, and now it is the month of Nisan.
而现在在第二章里面已经去到离散月了。
From Kislev to Nisan is 4 months.
在这两个月份里面当中是经过四个月。
Which means that Nehemiah had been praying continuously for 4 whole months.
这里告诉你就是尼希米当中用了四个月的时间不间断的祷告。
Sometimes when we pray, we want a quick fix.
很多时候我们祈祷的时候很想神即刻来答应我们。
But God always has His timing.
但是神永远都有祂最上好的时间。
While we wait for Him, He asks us to be persistent in our prayer.
当祂要我们等待的时候，祂要我们所作出的就是要不间断的坚持。
And second, what is Nehemiah's request?
咁而第二点就系咁个尼希米佢嘅要求系乜嘢嘢咧
？He says, "Let the king send me to the city in Judah, so I can rebuild it."
佢同王话：求王你俾我差遣我，让我可以嚟到去重建圣殿、重建圣墙。
See, this is what prayer does for us, to us.
呢个俾我睇见就系祷告系点样影响我哋嘅生命。
See, prayer changes us.
祷告改变我们。
It shapes us.
祷告来到塑造我们。
Through prayer, God works in us to align us with His will.
藉着祷告，神当中有调教，让我们同祂的旨意来到一致。
I wonder, did Nehemiah ever imagine when he was praying that he was the one who would take charge?
我都谂紧，尼希米由佢开始祈祷嘅时候，有冇谂过神系要佢差佢嚟到去重建呢个城墙咧
？When he heard about the state of Jerusalem, was he praying that someone else would go and restore Jerusalem？
当佢嚟到去祈祷嘅时候，佢系冇谂过系或者神去差派其余嘅人嚟到去重建呢个城墙
？I wonder when he realized that maybe God was sending him to go restore the walls。
唔知道佢知唔知道，或者几时系神，佢系神要佢差遣佢去重建呢个城墙。
And we see later in verse 12 how deep that impact was.
咁喺后段睇第十二节嘅时候，俾你睇见当中有几深重嘅影响。
Nehemiah calls this task what my God has put in my heart to do.
你喺呢度嚟强调系神亲自嘅放喺我嘅心，让我嚟到系让佢点样嚟到系当中嚟到系参与。
And when he arrives in Jerusalem, we read in verses 13 to 15, that he sets out to personally inspect each gate and each wall, to determine how he was going to rebuild it.
咁喺第十三至十五节入边，嚟到交代到尼希米系如何亲自嘅检视每一步嘅城墙入边当中每一埲墙、每一步门系如何嚟到去修补。
So Nehemiah models that prayer isn't the end.
所以尼希米呢度亲自嘅嚟到去示范俾你睇，祈祷就唔系净系简单净系做祈祷。
It turns into action.
祈祷当中系要嚟到系改变。唔係改變，帶領我哋如何嚟到付諸實行。
See, praying and trusting God prepares us for action.
當我哋嚟到去完全嘅到托付向神嚟到禱告嘅時候，佢會當中嚟感動我哋如何付諸實行。
We don't need to wait for someone else to come and tell us what to do.
我哋唔需要等其他人嚟到話俾我聽要做啲乜嘢。
Sometimes I hear people say, "I want to serve, but tell me what to do."
有阵时成日都听见有啲人话：，我愿意侍奉啊！你话俾我听，要我做啲乜嘢嘢啦
？I want to gently turn that back around and ask you back. Well, what needs do you see？
又或者我哋试下用另一个角度睇一睇，喺你嘅眼中，你觉得你需要啲乜嘢嘢
？You know, as you take part in this community，
当你喺呢个社区。嘅一份子嘅时候
，as you worship and fellowship and do life together with the rest of the body，
当你同弟兄姊妹，无论系崇拜、敬拜，甚至乎喺团契嘅交流入边
，what is God putting on your heart for you to do for your brothers and sisters？
咁神系如何感动喺你嘅心坎嚟到系为你周遭嘅弟兄姊妹做啲乜嘢嘅回应
？See, I can tell you what I think this church needs。
我可以告诉你在我的角度这间教会需要什么东西。
But your service will be so much more powerful and effective if it is the need that God is putting on your heart.
但如果是神亲自感动你来到作出适当的回应和行动的时候，那个果效是更加有意义，更加有能力。
This is how the body of Christ works.
这个就是如何在这个基督的身子来到去运行。
So, what is God putting on your heart for you to do in this next season to get personally involved?
咁所以嚟緊呢個季節，呢個節令嘅時候，神如何感動你嚟到作出適當嘅回應同行動呢？
Now, three.
第三點。
Resist lies.
敵擋、抵擋呢個謊言。
Okay, moving ahead to chapter 4.
当你睇到尼希米嘅第四章
，We read about the opposition that Nehemiah faced during the construction of the wall。
呢个交代俾你睇见尼希米重建城墙入边所遇到嘅抵抗，呢个反抗。
Now there are many things that happen, but we will just look at the first three verses。
当中入边有好多嘅细要，我但系只系用头三节。
In verse 1 we meet Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite。
呢个第一样睇见咧就系三巴拉同埋系多巴。
And they were angry and greatly incensed with the Jews。
佢哋系特别为到佢好讨厌，甚至乎系觉得呢班犹太人好烦。
Now why？
点解咧
？Well, most likely because they saw Nehemiah as a threat to their power。
因为佢哋觉得尼希米嚟到系去威胁到佢哋自己嘅能力。
They were officials in neighboring provinces of Jerusalem.
佢哋呢两个人咧，系喺呢个附近嘅一啲嘅省份嘅一啲嘅主要嘅人。
If Jerusalem was established as a city, then their influence would probably decrease.
因为如果能够喺耶路撒冷可以重建城墙，再重复翻佢哋修复翻佢哋嘅地位嘅时候，佢哋周遭佢哋呢两个国家咧，就会呢个两个省份会受到影响。
So this is why they began to ridicule the Jews.
所以佢哋开始就喺嗤笑呢一班嘅犹太人。
In verses 2 to 3 they said,
喺第二、第三节入边咁样话
，What are these feeble Jews doing？
呢啲软弱嘅犹太人做紧啲乜嘢嘢
？Will they restore their wall？
佢真系可以嚟到重建佢哋嘅城墙吗
？Will they offer sacrifices？
唔通佢哋仲可以献祭咩
？Will they finish in a day？
佢哋系咪一日就可以做完啊
？Can they bring these stones back to life from these？Heaps of rubble burnt as they are.
佢哋真系可以喺呢个土堆，从呢啲火烧过嘅石头再用翻咩
？Even a fox climbing up this wall would break it down.
甚至乎狐狸爬一爬上去，已经木墙都会冧啦。
See, these are lies from the enemies.
呢啲就系从敌人当中所讲嘅谎言
，designed to discourage the Jews into stopping their work.
这个是完全来到是只有一个目的就是当中来到是嗤笑甚至乎是去不鼓励这些犹太人来到去再重建这个城墙。
They lied about who they were.
他首先来到去为他们自己的身份来到散谎。
Right, look at these feeble Jews.
他们讲话你看这班软弱无能的人。
They lied about their plans and progress. Will they restore their wall?
他们就是去嗤笑他们一些的计划如何来到去再重建。
They lied about their faith.Will they offer sacrifices?
佢甚至乎嚟到去嗤笑佢哋有冇佢哋对神嘅信实？唔通佢哋真系会再做献祭
？They lied about their hope. Will they finish in a day?
甚至乎嚟到去呃晒佢哋一啲嘅盼望，真系一日就可以起好啊
？They lied about the commitment. Can they bring these stones back to life?
更加嘅嚟到去猜疑佢哋呢一个嘅信实系咪真系可以再重新用翻呢一啲嘅物料嚟到重建？
They even lied about their skill, right? Even a fox would knock it over.
佢更加嚟到嗤笑佢哋重建嘅能力。佢话你哋整完之后系咁样推一推都冧啦。
Today, Satan still uses lies like this to stop us from accomplishing what God wants us to do.
今时今日，魔鬼都系用翻重思故忌嚟到去。打扰我哋对神当中嘅呢个信心。
Just like how if Jerusalem was established, these other officials' power would decrease.
就正如当耶路撒冷被重建嘅时候，另外呢两个省份佢哋嘅能力会削弱嘅时候。
If God's people do what God puts on their heart to do, then the devil's power would also decrease.
同样地，当我哋嚟到去回应神，我哋对神嘅信实越能够强嘅时候。撒旦佢嘅工作，佢嘅能力就大大嘅削弱。
After all, Scripture calls Satan the father of lies.
圣经已经系明确讲到，就系撒旦就系散谎嘅最叻嘅人。
What lies do we hear?
我哋听嘅一啲系乜嘢嘅谎言呢
？Here are some that I hear around church sometimes.
有阵时我自己喺教会边听到嘅一啲嘅谎言咧、就是，就
系 I'm not good enough.
我好似乜都唔得喎。
I'm not smart enough.
我又唔够叻。
I'm not experienced enough.
我又唔够经验。
I'm not knowledgeable enough.
我又唔够知识。
I'm not trained enough.
我又好似冇受得唔够训练多。
Only a pastor can do this.
呢啲一定系留翻传道人做嘅。
Let the young people do it.
系留翻啲年轻人做仲好。
Yeah, I also think as Chinese people, we are particularly susceptible to the issue of face.
咁尤其是咧，系对我哋中国人嚟讲咧，面子有关。
We are afraid that we will not do a good enough job.
我哋成日都会惊，我哋做嘅嘢咧，好似永远都做得唔好。
I'm sure for a lot of people, when you serve, it often feels like there is an invisible evaluation sheet following you around.
所以或者当我哋嚟到去做呢个侍奉嘅时候咧，可能好似有一张系透明嘅，系嘅一啲嘅评估表一路喺度跟住你后边睇你做成点。
Right, telling you that you're not good enough.
即系讲你做嚟做去做唔好。
Well, that's a lie.
呢一个系个大话嚟嘅。
See, when you serve, what God thinks about you is the only thing that matters.
当你侍奉嘅时候，最重要嘅就系神如何看好看你嘅侍奉，看你嘅摆上。
You need to remember who you are in Christ, your identity.
你要记得喺主内你嘅身份。
Right, Jesus has died for you.
主耶稣已经为你嚟到死。
He has redeemed you.
他已经来到救赎了你。
He has bought you with his blood.
他用他的宝血买赎了你。
And now you share in his resurrected life.
所以今日你同我都已经系同主耶稣嚟到分享佢呢个复活嘅生命。
So if Satan tells us that I'm not good enough, I'm weak.
所以当撒旦话你好软弱
，I can say no. In Christ, I am strong.
我话唔系啊，喺主内我系有强而有力嘅。
If Satan tells me that I am broken,
当撒旦你话我系完全被拆毁嘅。
I can say no in Christ I am whole.
我话唔系啊，因为透过主耶稣基督我系完全嘅。
If Satan tells me I'm not good enough,
当撒旦你都话我唔够好唔够叻。
I can say no in Christ I am all that I was created to be.
我话因为透过主耶稣基督我已经作咗我被塑造所要做嘅回应。
So we need to be vigilant and guarded against the lies of the devil.
所以我当然我哋要好小心好警惕来对去抵挡这些大话这些谎言。
Just like with Nehemiah, when God puts something on your heart for you to do,
就好像尼希米一样当神放在你的心里面一些要他要想要你做的时候
you can be sure that he will provide all that you need to fulfill it.
你可以有可以放胆的来到去相信神会亲自给予你所需要的来作你这个回应。
So don't be afraid to step up.
所以千祈不要怕放胆的来到去参与。
And finally, I want to bring your attention to the ending of Nehemiah.
而最后呢就是跟大家来到看尼希米他这个结语他的总结在第13章。
So we're now in chapter, yeah, 13. So I said at the beginning,that Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah were all key leaders who rebuilt different parts of Jerusalem.
我已经分享过就是看见就是所罗巴伯啦、以斯拉啦、尼希米咧，佢哋都喺呢个重建耶路撒冷嘅主要嘅人物。
These are stories of triumph.
呢度所讲俾嘅呢嘅故事系啲系凯旋胜利嘅故事。
Right, the exile is over.
呢个放逐呢段嘅时间已经过去啦。
Right, we can worship God in His temple again.
我哋可以喺呢个嘅圣殿入边嚟到再一次嚟到敬拜神。
Right, the Torah is being taught.
我哋睇见呢个律法书，而家再一次又重新嚟到向耶和华人嚟到教导。
And the city walls are rebuilt.
城墙亦都逐步嚟到重建啦。
For each success, there is a joyful celebration recorded.
所以每一个嘅步骤成功咗之后，系一个好开心喜悦嘅事情。
In Ezra chapter 6, we see a joyful celebration when the temple was rebuilt.
在以赛亚记第六章里面讲到俾你睇见系如何欢欢喜喜地当呢个城墙再一次重建嘅时候。
Nehemiah chapter 8 records a joyful celebration when Ezra taught the Torah.
在尼希米嘅第八章里面亦都讲到就系如何当以斯拉嚟到教导呢一个嘅律法书嘅时候，各人都大大喜乐。
Right, it's not just reading, right? They understood the law.
呢个并唔系嚟讲紧净系读啊，而系佢哋话佢哋明白呢一个律法。
And in Nehemiah chapter 12, there was a joyful celebration again when the walls of Jerusalem were dedicated.
而喺第十二章入边，亦都讲到就系话佢哋如何嘅大大欢喜，当呢个城墙嚟都系去献俾神嘅时候。
So we could have stopped the story there.
其实个故事应该喺呢一段就完结咪好咯
，right？
系咪啊
？Like we celebrate, everything is good. Finish.
大家已经要做嘅做晒啦，个个又欢欢喜喜啦，开开心心啦，咁系咪应该系大团圆结局咧
？But instead, we get this chapter 13.
但系喺第十三章入边有少少唔同。
Chapter 13 is an epilogue.
在第13章里面是一个应该是一个结语。
And it describes the state of Jerusalem when Nehemiah comes back many years later.
这个结语是当中交代过了很多年之后尼希米再回来这个耶路撒冷。
And he finds that the high priest had given space in the temple as a storage room to one of the enemies from chapter 4.
而尼希米所睇见嘅就系话，竟然个大祭司喺圣殿预留一个房间，俾以前系佢哋敌人嚟到去摆放杂物。
In the temple，
呢个系圣殿啊。
But we find despite learning the Torah and understanding the words of the Torah, that people are ignoring the Sabbath and carrying on their business as usual.
而縱使這裏是交代了這班以色列這班猶太人已經是明白付諸實行律法應該所做的事，但是他們竟然沒有守安息日。
Right, he even finds that the walls of the city are taken over by merchants trying to sell their goods.
甚至乎看見這個城牆竟然是有這些檔販來變成賣雜物的地方。
It reminds you of the story of Jesus and the temple, clearing the temple.
這就讓我們提醒好像在新約裡面主耶穌如何在聖殿裡面趕走這些小販。
And then the book just ends.
接著你希望記就完了。
Why?
為什麼?
Why does the story of triumph end with such disappointment?
為什麼一個這麼凱旋、這麼開開心心的整卷的書卷竟然是這樣來到結束的?
I believe the book ends here because it shows us that God has a greater plan in store for his people.
我好深信尼希米記係咁樣嘅結束嘅時候，係因為神有一個更大、更美嘅計劃，讓佢呢班人嚟到去佢。It
makes us long for something better.
好讓我哋係去不斷嘅嚟到去寄望有更好、更佳嘅計劃。See,
Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah were great leaders.
冇錯，所羅巴伯。 以斯拉甚至乎尼希米都是一些很有經驗、很能幹的領袖。
They were faithful to their calling and they achieved amazing things.
他們對他們的呼召是忠心、是付諸實行的。
But the truth is,
但是事實上,
no matter how great a leader you have,
無論一個領袖有多能幹,
no matter how much political or social reform we are able to achieve,
無論在我們周遭的社區，無論政治，甚至為人物怎樣去改變，怎樣去改造,
what we actually long for deep down is spiritual reform.
但其實在我們的心坎最終極的是希望在屬靈上有這個改革。
We long for a revival of our hearts.
我們希望我們的心能夠有這個再一次的重現。
Reform like this does not deal with the root problem.
一些表面上的改革是不會根治我們最終的一些問題。
And the root problem is sin.
我們最終的問題就是罪。
No amount of outward rebuilding, outward obedience to the law can deal with the problem of sin.
無論我們在外在如何怎樣來去重建偉大的城牆，甚至乎如何的來去聽這個律法，但是沒有可以來到辦法來去取替，來到去根治我們心坎裡面終極的罪。
See, this is the lesson for us today of Nehemiah chapter 13.
所以今天就是透過尼希米記第13章給我們的一個教訓。
It teaches that no human leader,
這裡告訴我們就是沒有一個在我們人當中一個如何偉大的領袖,
no pastor or reverend,
沒有牧師、沒有一個傳道人是可以,
no matter how great they are,
無論他們有多經驗豐富、有多夠恩慈,
none of these people can make lasting change happen in your hearts.
他們是沒有辦法能夠去影響你今天心坎裡面做一個永恆的改變。
It points us to the only one who can.
你起碼記住，帶給我們聽，指示給我們聽，我們可以依賴信靠哪一個呢?
Jesus Christ.
就是主耶穌基督。
And Jesus Christ alone.
只有主耶穌，唯獨主耶穌，才可以幫我們解決這個問題。So
yes, in this coming season, CACC needs a pastor.
沒錯，在接下來這個時令這個季節，中信堂是需要一個牧者。
But be careful that you don't put your hope in the pastor.
但要谨慎要小心，唔好将我哋所有嘅盼望都寄于喺呢一个嘅牧者身上。
Don't expect the pastor to bring revival.
唔好淨係依赖一个牧者或者一个领袖嚟到去带俾我哋有呢个嘅灵性上嘅复兴。
The pastor is a human being, just like you and me.
就好似你同我一样，牧师传道都系一个人。
We can partner with the pastor.
我哋可以同佢哋一齐合作。
But we can achieve great things for God together.
我哋可以一齐嚟到合作，嚟到成就神更大嘅事。
But the pastor has no power to change your heart.
但系一个嘅传道，一个牧者，一个牧师，佢冇咁嘅能力改变你嘅心。
Only Jesus has the power to do that.
只有主耶稣有呢个能力改变你嘅心。
So if you want to see spiritual revival in this church,
所以当你如果睇见希望，睇见中信堂有呢个属灵嘅大复兴嘅时候
，Let me encourage you with this.
让我鼓励你
，Put your hope in Jesus.
将你嘅期盼集中喺主耶稣基督嘅身上。
Sort out your relationship with Him.
你都系去弄清你自己同神嘅关系。
Transformation will only come out of your personal relationship with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
只有透过你同主耶稣基督你个人嘅身份嘅关系，先至可以达到呢个属灵上嘅更新。
Do you know Him not as God up there, but as your Lord in here?
你嘅认识系咪认知神系喺天上嘅神呢？定喺你心中住喺你心坎入边嘅神。
You need to discover the fullness of what that means.
你需要嚟到探索呢一个咁完备丰富嘅故事。
And then from there you can ask, what do you want to put on my heart for me to do?
当你明白寻索到呢一节嘅时候，你就可以求问神，你想我做啲乜嘢嘢。
Let me remind you that God is faithful.
再次提醒大家，神是信实的。
And he has shown his faithfulness to CACC for 33 years.
神已经在中信堂好，亦都系去一路带领，好忠心嘅带领咗中信堂过往33年。
His promise never changes.
神嘅承诺，神嘅应许，从来唔会改变。
You will seek me and you will find me if you seek me with all your heart.
当我哋而家呢度去寻求，专心寻求的时候，我哋一定会寻见神。
So may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and he will do it.
I didn't have that one.
Yeah, sorry.
这个是帖撒罗尼迦前书五章。
It's before.
Oh, first. Sorry.
23, I think.
就是这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第23节，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。那照你们的本是信实的，神必成就这事。
Amen. So, I want to invite everyone to worship His faithfulness with me as a response.
所以在作为回应的时候，希望是大家 同我一起来到去来到有一个的
回应诗。
回应诗。
Yeah, we will sing Great is Thy Faithfulness together.